This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Not the sexiest offseason.
There he goes again.
Horny Adam Schefter.
Man. Reverse Paul Brad. Mm-hmm.
In the last month, he gave us a story about breaking news as he was making love to a woman.
Yeah, post-coitus.
The reverse Paul Brown.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about sexy position groups. Like, good Lord. What's gotten into this guy?
What was his answer again?
Got the job done, Kevin.
That's what I
like. And every which way.
Every which way. You know me.
She liked it.
You know me.
She didn't have any complaints.
I signed that deal that day. You're like, what the hell does that even mean? It's like, what's wrong with you? You're a married man.
Schefter is just...
He's a bragger.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a bragger.
Brag of the week.
Yeah, brag of the week.
Certainly the sexiest position. A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. It's the reverse Paul Brown of positions this offseason.
The sexiest position.
Yeah.
Might be the reverse Paul Brown, but... I love how he paints the whole point of that clip is like free agent class sucks, draft sucks. It's like, yes.
So
good time for the Patriots to have money and a high pick.
But so this is my thing. When it comes to the fourth pick, I think I am starting to come around on either trade the fourth pick to move up. Abdul Carter's not going to be there at four and you want him. Trade the pick and go get him.
Yeah.
Or trade the pick for Garrett. Trade the pick for Micah Parsons. It's like I think I am starting to warm up to that. My default position in the offseason, which is very unlike me, was trade back, get future assets. Get another pick this year, get a future first-round pick, and get out of a bad draft. Now I'm like, the talent's scarce. I'm going back to my default mode, which is go get the number one pick, trade up, don't trade back, be aggressive, and it's just a tough year to do it. So if you're waiting for deals or you're not going to go all out for the top players that are available,
right?
T. Higgins, Ronnie Stanley, etc., if you're not going to go get those guys, there aren't going to be deals to have. The deals you're waiting on are going to be bust because they're not very good players. So this is an offseason to be extra aggressive. They have the money to do it. They have the draft capital to do it. And I hope they're bold about it. But you're right. Their timing is poor. It is not it's not a deep draft, and it's not a deep free agent class.
Although, you know, you can't have everything going for you. Last year, you had a top three pick in a year where there were three quarterbacks. Can you imagine if this was the year? And
good point.
Yeah, that would have been much worse. So you can't have everything. It's not going to line up perfectly for you. This isn't, you know, having the number one pick in the draft, and it's Anthony Bennett waiting for you. Like, this isn't that. Like, there are still players that you can get that are better.
I mean, Anthony Bennett was out of the league like 2 years.
But you know what
I'm
mean?
Hoping it's gonna be
it might be that. It might be the NFL's equivalent to that kind of draft. You don't know. Well, the free agent class too, I would say every year is kind of similar because Zach Bond was nobody's favorite free agent signing last year. I don't think anybody even talked about it. Probably even in Philly they're like, all right, whatever. Turns out he's all pro. You know, it's similar. I know the comparisons have been made when like Mike Vrabel signed with the Patriots originally. You're like, okay. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute.
So it's
this guy's pretty good.
I mean,
you gotta find a guy.
Yeah, look, if it's a quantity over quality class, I guess if it works out 2001 style or the Eagles free agency style, I'll retroactively give him credit, but I won't feel good about that
approach.
Well,
I do think, though, there are some wide receivers specifically that...
Well, and this was Schefter's
point. If you miss on these guys, then, like, that's, like, what are you doing? Like, it's a priority of yours. You have money. Be aggressive.
And it's not like everyone's going after the one guy. I think this class is better than last year's class.
Last year, it was
Calvin Ridley and a bunch of guys that re-signed.
But remember, at the beginning of the free agency, we thought are we sure T. Higgins is available?
No, we're not sure. I feel like he's more available this year.
We thought he was going to be available last year. They franchised him. They can franchise him again. They could work out an extension. So that could look very different if T. Higgins goes back to the Bengals.
I think he's more likely available this year. Last year, I think they were really trying to see if they could just run it back with that group, and obviously it didn't work out. But they haven't paid Ja'Marr Chase yet. They have to pay Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
They probably have to pay Trey Hendrickson.
Well, Did they have to sell naming rights to their field to play Burrow?
Yeah.
So they were crazy.
Weren't they like selling TVs out of the old TVs out of the stadium? Like the Bengals? I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
I think the Bengals were like the TVs that were in the suites and in the locker room, they got new ones and helped finance that. They were selling the old ones.
They were like, this way people also will pick them up.
It is a cheap ass organization, no doubt about it.
I got taken for a ride on that one time.
What?
Can I tell you this story?
Yeah, of course.
So when I bought my house years ago,
we'll leave the TV for you? One of those?
Yeah. They had one of these sweet TVs. Not even that sweet of a TV, but like a nice TV. And we were just so excited to get the house because, you know, it's like a bidding war and it's stressful. And we had to get the house at a certain amount of time. And then they like had all this crap, literally crap. They're like, do you want us to leave it? And we're like, well, TV's a TV.
Okay, so what's more? The TV, that's not crap.
Didn't work. It was crap.
Oh, then that
is
crap.
Like during our walkthrough, I didn't like turn it on and watch a show. I saw it mounted on the wall and I was like, that's sweet.
That must work.
I go, that must work if they're giving it to us. And I'm like, that's all. Check that off. We don't need a TV for this room. Like it's already mounted on the wall and everything.
First of all, you got to get your cable installed. You got to bring somebody to come hang the television. So I don't blame you for that at all.
So I turned the TV on. Like,
I might have checked if it worked, but yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Never happened to me again. Next house I go look at, turning all the TVs on, watching everything.
Sir, what are you doing?
So
just turning on TVs in every
turn
room.
Turn the TV
checking
on.
Checking all the light switches.
There's like lines through it. I was like, oh my God. So then we had to like get rid of it. Then you had to find a way to get rid of it. They left.
You're like, we don't want the house. They're like,
You screwed us on the TV. So there was that.
Lemon law.
Yeah. There was also some sort of like an elliptical.
Nice. That didn't work.
No, well, why did we want that? We weren't going to use that. What a waste.
Oh.
We got rid of it. Yeah, they probably saw me, and they're like, you might want to get on this.
Why do you keep that one?
No,
we'll throw that one in.
Eventually tossed that. Yeah. They left a ride-on lawnmower that I was like, all right, I'll take that. I think I got like 2-3 cuts out of it. Thing died. Couldn't get fixed. So all it was just more stuff that I had to get rid of.
The first thing you did was get a dumpster?
So it was crap.
No, I like these, like piece by piece, these things all like went away. I think I put the lawnmower like at the end of the lawn. I was just like, somebody take it. If somebody more handy than me, come take it.
Dark and Stormy Nights makes a good point. Flushing, you should have flushed all the toilets and everything. Really, really make sure.
The house is 11.
Yeah.
About 11. Everything. I think something else.
I don't want it.
It's too much stuff. I mean, it's too much stuff. And so you end up having to throw it all out. So just a lesson to all the new home buyers out there. It's like a PSA.
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, do you want us to? No. Clean the house out. Take everything out of the house.
Don't buy the secondhand TVs from the Bengals.
Don't buy those.
Don't do that.
That's smart business by them.
How about their number two receiver?
I would take the number two receiver. Okay. I'd spend a lot of money on the number two receiver.
You see his tweet yesterday?
Yeah.
He put out there, I'm going to let y'all know first where he signed. So maybe he's going to break the news on Twitter or on social media.
I would think so.
What's the pivot? Because, again, we did this last offseason. I know we did this last offseason. We got call after call after call. T. Higgins, go get this receiver. Go get that receiver. They pretty much all went back to their teams.
Yes.
Let's say the Bengals franchise T. Higgins, and he goes back to Cincy. They figure out a way to do it. They're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase long term. They franchise T. Higgins for a year, kick the can down the road. If not T. Higgins, then who?
Chris Godwin.
Really?
Chris Godwin's the next guy.
Just as free agent?
On the list. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Godwin's the next guy on the list.
Even over trades.
I want both. Okay. I'm greedy. I want both. I want, because the trades are going to be tricky because if there's a couple of teams involved, like Cooper Kupp, for example, let's take him. He's been discussed quite a bit. He claims that he wants to win, which might very well be true. I'm sure all these guys want to win. They also want their money.
I don't get why he wants to win. He's already won.
That guy's want to win more.
That guy, maybe.
Yeah, but you want to be in a loser.
No, but if I'm him, my number one priority is not winning. It's money.
But
if I'm him.
Let's say the money's the same and, you know, the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots each have an offer on the table, and the Rams are sitting there, and they're saying, hey, Cooper, we're not trying to screw you here, so which one are you going to pick? Well, like they're equal offers in our minds. I think he'd go to Buffalo.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Yeah.
So anyway, like DK Metcalf may or may not get traded, and then you may not get him. Like all those guys. So at least it's just throwing a lot of money. It's also a guy who's won before as well. So maybe it wouldn't be the number one priority for him. And you could say, we're going to give you a lot of money. You're going to be the number one receiver on this team. You're going to help all these other receivers out. You have a good quarterback that's going to throw to you. So if you can't get T. Higgins, I think you got to pivot to Chris Godwin.
I'll tell you what. I have not brought up the name Chris Godwin a lot. I may have a bias there. I said last year at the beginning of the year I thought he was washed, and he went out and was monstrous, at least until he got hurt.
Well, so that's the thing. He's had a couple of injuries, and he's played through some of them, or he's like come back pretty quickly from some of them. And he is only 28. Well, he's going to be 29 for next season, which compared to the other wide receivers that are free agents not named T. Higgins, that is on the younger side. Just seems like he's been in the league a while, you know, because he won a Super Bowl with Brady 5 years ago or whatever. But he only played in 7 games last year, which was the first real injury year for him.
He was really good in those 7 games.
He was. No, he was.
And so I'm interested in this because, A, I didn't know you had a high level of interest. B,
yeah,
the Twitch chat really liked that comment, which maybe means we've ignored Chris Godwin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And here's what I'll say to be consistent. If you want a slot receiver in Josh McDaniels' offense, he is a good fit. Because that's what he is. He's not, you know, I mean, again, all these guys move around the formation.
No, he's not like a big touchdown guy either. But like,
but he's a slot receiver that could work in the McDaniels offense.
Well, not only that, I just think it always goes back to Drake May for me too. Like Drake May, like who knows? Like if Josh McDaniels is here for a while and has success, great. But if he's not, it's going to be about Drake May and the rapport of these new receivers that he gets in here. And if you can have him and a guy like Chris Godwin for the next few years. And Godwin seems like an absolute pro's pro. Like some of these other receivers, it's funny. Like when you look at the receivers on the list, it's like Diontae Johnson, free agent, and like Chris Godwin. And like just from the outside, It seems like they couldn't be any different.
No, it's true.
You know, and so somebody like Chris Godwin.
Well, plus, Godwin was so productive with a quarterback you hate. So you would.
Godwin was?
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Because you don't like Baker.
I love Baker. I just didn't. I undersold Baker. He should be a top two quarterback. I put him too low. I had him eighth.
So, I mean, it's very impressive that Godwin was able to get all that production with Baker Mayfield.
Godwin is a beast. Godwin's a beast, though.
Look, that's one maybe I've slept on.
He was great with Jameis Winston, and then Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield, two studs, two goats. But Jameis Winston, too, he had a great year with. So I think he could play with anybody. And I don't know what it's going to cost for him necessarily, because there is a little risk coming off the injury. But, Cooper Kupp, same kind of deal. Like, all these guys, there's the reason they're all available to some degree is, like, they're not the perfect player.
No, but he's younger than Debo. He's way younger than Kupp. He has had injuries, but so have those guys. He is a good fit in the off. I mean, that's a name that I probably personally have slept on.
Right.
So a good one to add to the list. 617-779-7937. If not T. Higgins, then who? Who's your pivot option? Keith says Chris Godwin. I still like the idea of trading for DK Metcalf. How do you feel about Greg Bedard saying the Patriots' plan, as he hears it, is building through the trenches? Smart. It's not sexy, but it's smart. So you can weigh in on that as well. Plus, we'll get to the Red Sox. A few items that came out that we should circle back to. Sounds like they may consider a six-man rotation, and they also may consider a closer by committee.
That's always worked.
Sounds like to me
always
they have made too many starters and not enough of a closer at the back end of the bullpen. So we'll get to the Red Sox with all your Patriots phone calls next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.